Good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host Jim Hobgood. The Virginia football team played reasonably well for three quarters on Thursday night at chilly Scott Stadium. However, the fourth quarter was all Carolinas. The Hoos let the game get away from them. The result meant that the Wahoos are not bowl eligible this year, and now they must play the role of spoiler in the last game of the season. The Hoos face the Hokies in Bleaksburg on Saturday at 12 noon.
Where's that again?
Bleaksburg.
Oh.
Yeah, you know that. The Hoos have a long week to get ready for the big game. Maybe that will help. I know one thing. They're going to have to block and tackle better. And somebody better figure out how to defend that little bubble screen to the wide receiver, because they only gave it up about 20 times to Carolina. Anyhow, we're glad that you've joined us tonight.
Otherwise, it was a great game. But yes, indeed. A lot to talk about tonight. Not only the football game, a couple of basketball games. One tonight at 7, and also tomorrow at 7 o'clock is Virginia in the consolation round of the NIT. Interesting development in the ACC today with Maryland's decision to leave the ACC. That'd be interesting to try to break that down. We don't do a whole lot of that tonight, but maybe discuss it. At any rate, on the primary focus, it is football still, and we will have former UVA defensive back and wide receiver Ahmad Hawkins. I guess he's the one that made the famous catch, speaking of Blacksburg, down in Blacksburg, too many years ago, 98. Was that 1998, the come-from-behind victory down there?
Aaron Brooks.
Which I think, unfortunately, is the last time we've won down there. So
correct.
Little 14-year hiatus prior to the big upset this weekend. But anyway, Ahmad Hawkins will be joining us shortly. And then we will talk to the Sabre recruiting guru, Chris Horn. He'll give us an update on recruiting. Primarily football, but maybe he's got a basketball recruiting tidbit to give us. And then before we leave from Ortho, Virginia, our friend Dr. David Nedif will join us to give us the injury report prior to the final football game of the 2012 season. And now our friend Chris Sill, who made it back from Northern Virginia, will tell you how to follow the show.
That's right, guys. Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesabre.com. So we encourage everyone, go ahead, post comments on Facebook, search Who's Talking, and become a fan. All shows are archived on thesabre.com. And go ahead and call in 345-0910. We encourage everyone to download the iHeartRadio app to listen live on their smartphone. Comments are welcome.
Well, kind of disappointing, gentlemen, that result the other day. I guess some of us were still optimistic that the Hoos might find a way to beat North Carolina and go to Blacksburg with an opportunity for one team or the other to be bowl eligible. Now it's just the Hokies that will have that opportunity on Saturday. Question, if Virginia wins, does that take some of the sting off an otherwise disappointing season?
I think in some respects, yes. It's an important game either way. You've got to face Virginia Tech one way or the other every year, and you'd much rather walk off the field winning the game. And this is one of those years where there's no reason to think they can't win. However, we've seen with the Virginia team, sometimes they come ready to play and they've got their act together and they're ready to go and they've got good schemes and good execution. They keep the penalties down and they don't fumble or tip passes for interceptions, and they do all the things you should do to win. Then there are times that even when that happens, they have found a way to muck it up. So it's going to be interesting to see whether Virginia can rally the troops this week, have good practices, get healthy. We need Maurice Kennedy back from his concussion issue. We need Morgan Moses to play, and I know there's a question whether he can play. We'll talk about those things a little bit later in the show. But, let's leave Rocco in the game. Let's see if the veteran can win this game on the road.
Yeah, I was just going to say, the Miami game may have shown the benefit of the two-quarterback system. I thought the North Carolina game showed the downside of the two-quarterback system.
Yeah, it made no sense to me by the quick in-and-out changes that Laser and London were making. Maybe somebody out there sees the genius there. I don't. I think it's confused the team. I think it's confused the quarterbacks at times. I know for sure it's confused the fans. The fans don't like it. And former players that I have interviewed, either we have interviewed on this show and talked to outside the show, I haven't found a fan yet in that capacity, an alumnus player that said, oh, this seems like a good play. I think John Madden once said, when you have two quarterbacks, you have none.
Well,
Madden knew a little bit about football.
The one thing they're going to have to do is sort this out in the spring. You know, they don't want to go into another year.
Which is the worst case scenario. I mean, this is kind of what I said from the get-go. Let's make a decision early on. Let's stick with it. And that hasn't really happened. So we're stuck in what I thought was a worst case scenario for the quarterback play. I mean, this isn't going to be any easier decision to make in the spring. In the summer, it's going to be the same exact conversation.
It may not be easier, but they're going to have to come to a conclusion so that when they get to August, they have a starting quarterback identified.
I guess. I mean,
they may not. These guys, they may not. All right, I know we've got a couple of people in the line. Is one of these guys our guest, Ahmad Hawkins? All right, let's take a caller. All right, first caller, who are you?
Ben.
All right, Ben, what's your question?
Actually, three things real quick. You never know in life what's going to happen to you. Make a long story short, you mentioned Dr. Nedif. I recently broke my elbow and saw him at the orthopedic clinic, and great folks. I couldn't have been treated any better, so I just wanted to let people know that.
Well, that's nice of you to say.
You don't have to be a football player necessarily to see him. On football, two quick things. Obviously, when the Hoos got ready to play NC State, they had an excellent week, and, man, it was a tremendous game. They had an excellent game plan. They executed it. First question is, do you guys think that they'll have some wrinkles for the Hokies and that they'll, just totally focus on this game and you may be able to surprise Tech? And then the second question, and I'll hang up, is what do you guys think beyond this weekend's game that the football team needs to do to maybe shore up in some areas?
All right. First off, Ben, thanks for your call. Just at first blush, certainly with the extra day or two of prep, that will help this team this late in the year. That means they got a little bit more rest. It gave the coaches more time for film study and analysis. And I would suspect that Laser and London and Reed all have come up with ideas that will help this team in a very tough environment. Last thought, just in general, I would be surprised if Virginia doesn't come out and play real hard. Now, the important thing is they've got to get on the scoreboard. They have not done that in the last 2 years playing against Virginia Tech. You've got to get on the scoreboard early against them. And please, for goodness sakes, kick the field goal.
Well,
please take the field goal. Kick the field goal. Get the points. And then kick off and then try to force the other team off the field.
Well, you would think if there's anything in the playbook, there's no reason not to use it this coming Saturday. No need to hold it until next year. And then, I think the other thing that's been true of this team all year long is the turnover situation. Part of the North Carolina thing was the pick six for a touchdown. So that's certainly against Virginia Tech. That's something you have to avoid.
Absolutely. All right. I think we both agree on that. I think we've got Bob on Southside is holding the. Bob, are you there? Bob? All right, I think
we lost Bob.
I think we lost Bob. Bob, you can call back if you want to. First blush and preview in this game, I think the hard thing is North Carolina is a very strong team in the trenches. One of those defensive linemen, his name is Sylvester something, was just he was too hard to handle. He was crushing the pocket, and he got some huge hits on the two quarterbacks.
Say what you want about Butch Davis. He is a good recruiter. Now, maybe it's not all legal, and maybe his kids didn't have to go to class, but that doesn't mean they're not good athletes. So it's a tough opponent.
It's funny that you bring that up. Two people sent me articles today from the Raleigh News and Observer. It turns out that one of the teachers on the inside who works with Advisor Consulting has now spilled her guts. Talking about all the players that could not handle the assignments and that papers were being essentially plagiarized.
And I'm sure basketball players didn't have anything to do with that either, right?
That's just the point.
Right.
Until 2009, the basketball players were taking the very same classes where all they had to do was submit a final term paper. The is going to hit the fan down there. I think the NCAA is going to wade back in. I think this is going to get really ugly for Carolina, and this is not my doing. It's not Habo's doing, and we wouldn't want to wish this on any program, but I think it's going to get ugly.
Well, and you know, and Butch Davis has a tendency in that regard, so they may be paying a price for the way they hired their football coach. But at any rate, do we have Ahmad on the line?
Ahmad, yeah. Are you there?
I think he is now.
All right. Anyhow, first off, we didn't have a chance to really preview. First off, Ahmad has been a terrific guest on our show. He's been a guest writer, analyst for the Sabre for a number of years. He's played on several levels of different arena leagues. He was a terrific player at UVA, played both on offense and defense, and makes him somewhat uniquely qualified to talk about
everything
about college football.
You didn't play on special teams? You have a little special teams background, too?
Yeah, I returned kicks also.
Well, there you are. He can speak to all three phases of the game. Well, go ahead and ask him a question.
Thank you, Jim. I don't know what we do without Jim. Jim had some really good coffee this afternoon.
Some call it Irish coffee.
Yeah, we won't tell the management here at Clear Channel. Ahmad, first off, thanks for joining us tonight. Give us your general overview of what happened against North Carolina, particularly in the second half, and then let's transition and talk about the upcoming game down in Blacksburg.
I think the main thing that took place in the second half this past Thursday actually was, you know, we had lack of depth in the secondary, so we had to keep our linebackers on the field versus a spread type offense, and it was a high tempo offense, and that started to really challenge the stamina and fatigue level of our defense. And with those quick passes and, you know, snapping the ball seems like every 10 seconds, it takes a toll on you defensively. And with it being a short week, that compounded the issue because we're not very seasoned back there. We have a lot of young guys in the secondary, and you could just see the difference of guys not really paying attention to their keys. You know, fatigue really had our guys setting down and just basically self-destruction when we needed the most.
You know, Virginia against Louisiana Tech, Miami to a less extent, and clearly against Carolina, just had a terrible time dealing with that quick pass to the wide receiver. And, you know, the other team would only put one blocker out there initially, but then somehow that play would net 5 to 7 to 10 yards. And It almost looked like Virginia never really could handle it. And first off, I'm not sure how much Virginia Tech uses that play, but I'm pretty certain they've got a hold of the tapes and they'll be trying that play as well. What does Virginia have to do to counteract that play?
You know, they just have to just pay attention to personnel, pay attention to formations. You know, a couple of times our outside linebackers were trying to blitz when they were throwing those little bubble screens. And, you know, there's no way you can blitz or try to pick the pass off because it's just not going to happen. You know, that only happens in video games and occasionally on folly. So, you know, I saw Reynolds one time, I think it was on the 25-yard line going in, and he went to, I guess, try to pick it off, and that leaves the corner 2-on-1 because the safety was still back showing the safety 2 shell. So he was 8 yards deep. And what that does to you is when that safety wants to come down and he wants to fill that alley, the corner has to do a great job of maintaining his outside leverage and compressing that lane so it could be an easy enough tackle for our safety if that linebacker blitzes. And, you know, it's a copycat lead, and you better believe that Virginia Tech is going to do some of those same things because it's like an extended run play. You know, it's nice and it's quick, it's safe, and it opens up a lot when you have to respect a bubble screen like that. You know, our defense has to learn to really read their keys and pay attention to down and distance and situations.
You know, it's funny. This year, Tech's offense is a little bit different than they've run in the past. Typically, they've had a big back with lightning speed. Now they have very small backs, and, you know, they don't actually try to battering ram you to death. They try to find a seam and just break one, but it seems like Logan Thomas, their quarterback, has been looking for the home run ball a lot in the games that I've watched. You know, 25, 30, 35, 40-yard passes, and when it's going well, no problem. When it's not, they're going off the field and punting away, and they've been trapped in games where the other teams have been able to run on them some. And I'm thinking back to Pittsburgh, but maybe in the last, you know, even Boston College was able to run a little bit this past weekend. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that, and don't you think Virginia's run defense has improved this year And then if Kennedy can play, don't you think Virginia can maybe defend Logan Thomas better this year than they did last year?
Yeah, if Kennedy can play, it makes a huge difference. This kid has come into his own these past 3 weeks, especially during our two-game winning streak. He's been just that hidden gem that we discovered, and he's demonstrated that he could play. He has great ball skills. He can come up. He can make solid tackles. Nicholson just had a bad game last week. You have to give credit to North Carolina's receiver. Those guys were big guys, 6'4", respectively, and had great hands and can run after the catch. But, as far as Virginia Tech, I think Logan Thomas, as you spoke about, without having that dependable running back, he's getting impatient. He wants to get off the field quick, and he wants to have quick scoring strikes because he realizes that the longer they're on the field, the more the defense can figure them out because they're essentially one-dimensional. They have little backs. They're not very productive as you would want them, as you have seen Virginia Tech backs in the past. So he's kind of tipping his hat of displaying to defenses, hey, I'm going to take shots because I want to get off the field. And with that being said, now offenses have more repetitions versus their defense, and they can start to figure out that hybrid defense that they run. So that's the situation they run into. They can't really control the clock with their offense this year, and it's not really working in their favor because, without the big plays on special teams that they're accustomed to, now they're essentially mortal, and now they have to beat you straight up.
All right, Ahmad, we got to take our first break. If you'll stick with us, we'll carry over the break and finish up with another question or two. We're visiting with former Virginia running back, or wide receiver and defensive back, Ahmad Hawkins. You returned kickoffs. That's almost a running back. But anyway, stick with us. We'll be back after these messages.